This solemnity of the Holy Mother of God is also January 1st, World Peace Day, and our Holy Father has had some words to say about World Peace Day also this morning. So I'd like to maybe approach this solemnity in three different ways, fairly briefly. First, just a reminder of what the Church teaches when we say that Mary is the Mother of God. The way I try to explain it to the 7th and 8th graders that I have is to say that Mary is the mother of God in his human nature. Mary is the mother of God in his human nature. She gave birth to Jesus, who is the second person of the Trinity, who is God. So she is the mother of God. But we would not say, for example, that she is the mother of God from all eternity, which might give a different kind of impression of what we are saying. And she is also our mother, of course. And she is our mother because St. John, the beloved disciple who was at the foot of the cross, when Jesus entrusted his mother to John, John was kind of a stand-in for every faithful disciple of Jesus. So Jesus has, in that sense, has entrusted his mother also to us in a spiritual way. The second thing I'd like to do is just draw on a meditation, which I've been using these series of meditations by Father Gary Castor in the spirit of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, his meditation for today's Mass. Which he gives the title, Vocation is Fulfillment. Today in Mary, the Mother of God, we see the embodiment of the prayer of blessing recorded in the first reading. We learn from her life what it means to have the Lord bless and let his face shine upon us. We see how he looks kindly upon us, and he gives us peace. Through the record of sacred scripture, Mary's way has been known upon earth in order that we may understand the adoption we have received as sons and daughters of God. The way of Mary is what the Church refers to as a vocation. Each of us is asked to serve the Father's plan in a unique way. We are not interchangeable, nor are we not essential. God makes himself vulnerable before each one of us, as he did before Mary, inviting us to serve his plan of redemption in the way chosen for us from all eternity. Mary challenges us to consider human fulfillment within the light of what the Father asks us to do. She teaches us that vocation expands our lives. It does not limit them. The vocation to which God invites us requires that we, like Mary, unite our freedom with the freedom of God. Although the shepherds don't know it at the time, going in haste to Bethlehem moves them towards their vocation. When they find Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger, they recognize an invitation to tell everyone the message that has been told to them about this child. And this is their vocation. The Mother of God continues to teach us that loving and serving the Lord through one's vocation is not at odds with being human. Embracing God's call offers us the chance right now to experience the fact that we are not slaves, but we are children of the Father. Our vocations, if freely accepted, push aside all personal fears and challenge us to risk the wonder and splendor of living openly and only for God. Mary's motherhood, given to us at the foot of the cross, allows us to draw from the rich treasury of the things she kept in her heart. She encourages us to become custodians of memory, champions of all that is essential, heralds of the truth. Her physical body and her spiritual life confirm the fact that with God, all things are possible. Early this morning, I was reading the Holy Father's homily at Mass, and I just wrote up a couple of notes from what he said. And it could be given the title, his homily this morning might be given the title, Find Inner Peace with God. And this is, I've just drawn from bits of what he had to say. Man is made for peace, which is a gift from God. What is the basis, the origin, the root of peace? How can we experience that peace within ourselves? Peace is a gift from God in which he turns towards us the splendor of his face. Peace means knowing him directly, insofar as is possible in this life, through Jesus Christ, in whom he is revealed, so that we can live according to his plan for humanity. Peace with God is firmly linked to faith and grace. Nothing can take this peace from believers, not even the difficulties and sufferings of life. Indeed, sufferings, trials, and darkness do not undermine but build up our hope, a hope which does not deceive because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. May the Virgin Mary, whom today we venerate with the title Mother of God, help us to contemplate the face of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. May she sustain us and accompany us in this new year. And may she obtain for us and for the whole world the gift of peace. Amen.